Nedarim Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph 9:1. And now we begin a new topic, and that will carry with us through to the end of the Masechta, which is the topic of undoing Nedarim. A Nedar that was binding, we're going to undo it. And that can happen in one of two ways. Either it's called Hataras Nedarim or Hafaras Nedarim. Now, to be Matir Neder, like the word Matir Asurim, to undo it, is a topic of this chapter, Perek Tes. And Hafaras Nedarim, to mefir, to cancel, that will be the topic of chapters 10 and 11. Hatara happens through a chacham, an expert in the Dharm, who is Savir Gamir, who is learned, not only learned in the halachas of Nedarim, but also is very highly logical and a clever person. Or it can happen through a bezdin of three, three hediotos, any three people, even if they're not world-class tamid chacham, experts in Nedarim, can do it. And the Shulchan Aruch says nowadays that's the only way we do Hataras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim, the topic of the next two parakim after this one, will discuss how a husband or father, under certain circumstances, can cancel the neder that his wife or daughter made. The details will save over there. But here in Hatara, just the essential difference. The essential conceptual difference is that Hatara, our topic, means that we say that the nether was retroactively never binding. We pull it out from its roots, we say never took effect. Retroactively, went back in time, so to speak. Whereas Hafara, the cancellation of the vow that the father or husband does, only takes effect from when it's canceled. But until that point, the neder was binding. Okay, so we'll discuss Hafara in the 10th parak. He'll talk about Hatara in the 9th parak here, the annulment of vows. And the basic idea is that we're saying that the neder wasn't binding from the very beginning. And that can happen in one of two ways. Either through Charata, regret, translated literally, or Pesach, an opening, literally. The basic conceptual difference is that charata means that one regrets, has always regretted the neder. He never meant it. Since the time he blurted out in anger his neder, whatever the story is, he never really meant that he wanted to be restricted in such a way. So the neder itself was never meant, you know, he didn't really mean it. He regrets making it in the first place because he never really meant it. As opposed to Pesach, which is finding an opening, which is that he meant the neder at the time. It's just that there's a consequence of the neder that he didn't take into consideration, and if he would have taken that into consideration at the time he was making the neder, he would have never made the neder. So in both those cases, whether it's Charata or Pesach, we're saying the neder isn't binding from the outset because he didn't mean it, or he didn't mean it fully because he didn't understand the consequences of it in the case of Pesach, and therefore he's not bound, and therefore we say he never was bound. Now, the question is, and this is the starting point of our parak here, what kinds of things can be used as a Pesach? Where to tell the person, the Chacham, or the Bezdin would say to him, listen, if you'd have thought about this consequence at the time, would you have still made the Nether? Okay, so the first topic here, our Mishnah says, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Poschen La'adam B'chvod Av V'imo. Rabbi Eliezer holds that one of the legitimate ways in which a person could find a Pesach, meaning a Chacham could find a Pesach to release someone from his neder, is the honor of the noder's parents. That is to say, they would say to the fellow, you know, a guy comes and says, you know, I took a neder never to eat cheese ever again. Cheese was forbidden to me like a korban. But now, Rabbi, I want to undo it. So the rabbi says, at the time, did you mean to restrict cheese? Says, yes, at the time I didn't want to eat cheese. So charata's out. So we need a Pesach. So we have to come up with a consequence he didn't consider at the time, which would have, if he would have thought about it, would have led him not to make the neder in the first place. So the thought here is that one of those possibilities could be the honor of his parents. Why would that be the case? Because making a neder in the first place is considered to be a bad move. The din really is that a person who makes a neder, even if he's mekayim his neder, he keeps neder, he's nikra rasha, he's called a rasha, a bad person. So it's just not the right thing to make nedarim. So this guy did a neder, but it was foolish to do. And the thought is, maybe when his, you know, his parents' friends hear about the fact he took this neder to stop eating cheese, his parents will be humiliated. They'll say, listen, look what kind of kid you raised, the kind of kid who takes on the dharm, which is not the right thing to do, so you were bad parents. And the parents will be embarrassed. So the question is, can we go to this fellow and say, if you'd have thought about your parents' honor at the time, would you have still made the nether? So, now really, Mikra Din, if the guy would say, you know what, I never thought of my parents, but if I would have stopped taken into account, I certainly would have not made the nether, that would be a perfect Pesach, and we could therefore do Hatara. The problem is, and the Rabbi Lezer says that's fine, so that's exactly what we do. But the Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim say, no, you can't. You can't use your parents' honor as a legitimate Pesach. Why? Not because it couldn't work in theory, but we're concerned that the guy will simply lie. What does it mean to lie? He'll be ashamed of the fact that he couldn't really care about his parents' honor sufficiently. So even though the truth is, when he took the neder of the cheese, he said, listen, the truth is, he was 16 years old, he was, you know, couldn't care about his parents enough to, you know, stop himself from taking on this nether. So he would have made it anyways, but he doesn't want to admit to that, to the bezin, because that's a nasty thing to say, I don't care about my parents and their humiliation. So he will be dishonest and say, oh yes, you know what, my parents, I wouldn't want to hurt them like that. But we're concerned really he would have. So therefore they would erroneously be matzah neder, really he's still bound by it, then when he eats cheese after that, it's an Isra D'oraisa. Therefore the rabbis say, no, using the honor of your parents as a Pesach. So now the next line of the Mishnah, there's two ways to understand it. According to the Bar Tanura, Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok now comes, and he's coming now to support the Chachamim, that one could not use parents' honor as a Pesach. According to Ran, he's actually coming, he really agrees with Rabbi Lazar. So let me do the Bar Tanura first, as I always do, then we'll come back to it. So the way the Bar Tanura reads it, it's Amar Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says, and he's really supporting the words of the Chachamim, "Ad sheposchen lo b'chvod av imo," if you're going to go and take the parents' honor into consideration when you mater nether, so then yiftechu lo b'chvod amakom. Why don't you, by that same logic, even say, if the honor of Hashem, so to speak, was, if you realize that's what it did to Hashem's honor, to go against his wishes and make this nether, so then would you make the nether? You could even do that. Obviously, if you would say that, im kain, ein nedarim, and if we go that far, says Rabbi Tzadok, so then the whole nedarim is out the window. According to the way the Abaye learns that sentence in the Gemara, that means people would come to be mater neder in ways that are not appropriate. This would just lead us to people, lying all the time, and therefore we couldn't get anywhere. Rav on the Gemara on that says, no, the issue is that people would say, listen, becomes a Pesach that doesn't even need a Chacham. People stop going to Chacham altogether to be mater neder, if we'd have that possibility of saying that even Hashem's honor is a reasonable Pesach, and therefore that'd be going too far. According to the Ran, the way to read this is Amar Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok not only disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, he says it even further. He says not only could you rely on the kavod of your parents, so ad sheposchen lo b'chvod av imo yiftechu lo b'chvod amakom. You could even ask a person about Hashem's honor, and to that that'd be legitimate, says Rabbi Tzadok, according to Ran, to which the Mishnah responds, no, im kain in nedarim, that'd be going too far, Rabbi Tzadok, so don't think about that. Again, a bye, because people will end up erroneously making nedarim mutter when they aren't. According to Rav, they wouldn't ask in the first place, they'll just walk away thinking this neder wasn't even chal in the first place. At all events, says the Mishnah further, umodum chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer, the chacham do agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you could use your parents' honor as a Pesach, bedavar shebeino levin avimo. If we're talking about a neder which was directed against the parents specifically, if a guy says, my father will never come to my house again, it's forbidden to him like a korban, so in that case, they agree sheposklo b'chvar avimo, they could say, listen, we know you wanted to keep your father at your house, but did you think about the humiliation would cause him, that people knew you did such a thing? And if he says, oh, I didn't think about that, I'm sorry, I wouldn't have done it if I thought about that, that would be a good Pesach. Why? Because like I said before, in principle, a parent's honor is as good a Pesach as any. The concern was that people will lie and say they're embarrassed to admit they don't care about their parents' honor. But in the case where anyways the guy's taking a neder against his father or mother, so obviously he's not afraid to be chutzpahdik towards them, and with regard to them, and therefore we can believe him if he says, you know, I didn't want him in my house, but I didn't want him to be humiliated. We don't assume he's lying, so we could accept that, and therefore that would be a legitimate Pesach, even according to the Chachamim.